Now check this carefully. The question had a number of tasks to do, and if you can do them all correctly, you'll score the full 6 marks. Miss one, and you'll be down to 5 marks. Miss two, and you're down to 4 marks, and so on. One key exam tip is to always include a net cash flow row. This is the cash inflow minus the cash outflow, and always key to reflecting on your work's accuracy. Watch out for those percentages, and also the sales. In reality, they will be part credit and part cash, which will have a big impact on the layout of your cash inflows. Beware.